This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Another batch of storms spawned a few tornadoes in Missouri, southern Illinois, and Tennessee last night. No injuries are reported and damage is minimal, but this latest round of bad weather has shaken life in an area of the country still trying to recover from fierce storms on Sunday. From Jackson, Tennessee, NPR's David Shaper reports.
The force of the tornado that swept through downtown Jackson, Tennessee Sunday night ripped the roof off St. Luke's Episcopal Church, damaged the walls, and blew out the windows and doors. All that's left fully intact is the church's bell tower. Those bells rang out at noon today as about three dozen parishioners took a break from cleanup for a noon prayer service.
Your word is a lantern to my feet and a light upon my path.
Built in 1845, St. Luke's is on the National Registry of Historic Landmarks and is the oldest church used continuously in Madison County, Tennessee. St. Luke's pastor, Father Chuck Filatro, isn't sure if any of the structure could be saved, but he says the parish remains strong.
Obviously, the spirit's not broken. I mean, the people of the church, I mean, this is the building, but the people are the church, and so they're very much alive and well.
Crews continue to clean up, remove debris, and repair what they can throughout downtown Jackson, which remains without power. Just to the east on Jackson's east side, many tree limbs and telephone poles remain on homes as residents slowly try to clean up the residential area hardest hit by the tornado. Standing outside his damaged home and a demolished shed, Ernest Meadows says he doesn't have insurance to cover the damages.
Due to the fact I have a little carpenter skills, I get my house together, but that right there, all I can do is just let them haul it off, and I guess I just have to make a patio out of the space where that was.
Many of those in this impoverished area of town can't afford to fix up or replace their damaged property, and many don't know yet if and when government assistance will be available. Back downtown, three full days after Sunday night's tornado, nothing is back to normal. The post office is destroyed. Employees are sifting through the rubble to try to find thousands of pieces of mail to try to deliver what they can. The federal courthouse, built just 5 years ago, is heavily damaged. Chief U.S. District Court Judge James Todd says the courtrooms will be closed for some time.
We're out of business for a while. Fortunately, I had an old chambers that we had kept empty, and I'm going to move back into it, and we'll be back in limited operation in a week or two. It'll be months before we're back to normal, though.
Schools will remain closed for the rest of the week in Jackson, Tennessee. The middle school is too heavily damaged to reopen at all, and classes for those students will have to finish up the year somewhere else. One of the biggest employers in the area, Procter & Gamble's Pringles potato chips plant, sustained heavy damage and will be closed for several months. And that's already having a ripple effect through the local economy. One woman says her sister is being laid off from the company that makes the cans for Pringles because the potato chip production will be shut down for such a long period of time. The impact on some smaller businesses is even greater. One downtown building housing a small, independent internet service provider is completely demolished. It's nothing but rubble. And Trey Strain is working with his father to clear debris away from their family business, Grimco Repair. Most of this cinder block building is still intact, but the roof is gone. What wasn't torn off is collapsed inside the building.
It messed up pretty bad. It got mainly our office and all of our records. It just pretty much destroyed it all. So we're probably going to have to start over with the business records and taxes and everything.
Trey Strain and his father make their living repairing doors, windows, and other parts of home exteriors. He says a lot of people need their services right now, but he can't help them because their business is damaged itself. A new batch of storms dumped heavy rains on the area last night and this morning, hampering cleanup efforts and worrying residents. More storms are forecast for tonight. David Shaper, NPR News in Jackson, Tennessee.